Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's the last thing anybody's going to call Terry Bradshaw. He's so soulful. Welcome back, man, my friend. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
You know, I made a mistake this morning. I said you had six Super Bowl rings. What, you only had four?
Patty knows. Ask Patty. Patty's got it down. Patty's sitting around there. She can tell you it's four for sure.
Four, right. She's out today, four. So I had to, that's why I didn't
Patty's
know.
Patty's not there today?
No. We got Kara in here for her. And she.
Well, Kara works.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Kara.
She didn't know anything about football whatsoever.
It's four. Four. Come on. Hey.
She doesn't even know who you are.
Oh, stop it. That is not
I know.
True.
Hey, Scott, listen. Four used to be really cool. Until the other TB showed up and he got six. And so Joe Montana and I, we're just kind of, you know, shoved off to the side now, which is probably where we should be.
No. I noticed the other
I'm
night.
I'm making a comeback.
Are you making a comeback? You're going to be at the Borgata Friday night in AC. What are you going to do?
What am I going to You just heard that phenomenal vocal rendition. I am going to put on a show for 70 minutes. If the name of the show is Terry Bradshaw Show, but it used to be. You ready for this? Here's what when I first started this show 5 years ago, it was called Terry Bradshaw, America's Favorite Dumb Bond, Life in Four Quarters. That was the title when I opened up at the Mirage in Vegas. And now I'm back, and we shortened the show by 20 minutes because, you know, they like their folks out there gambling. So we cut it back to 70 minutes. But in doing so, I added two songs. And because I'm wanting to add, let me tell you exactly what happened.
Terry, you don't sound like you have any idea what you're going to do.
No. I do. Okay, look, I'll just ask your question and just be boring. I'm going to sing about eight songs. I'm going to tell you my story, my life story, two songs. I'll start with when I first fell in love with football. A song will set that up. I'll tell you some stories, how I grew up on the farm. A song will set that up. Then I'll tell you about going into college and the image I got is not being very smart. A song will set that up. So I tell my story all the way through the Steelers out of football into television and movies, and songs set the story up, and bingo, there it is.
For God's sake, Terry, that sounds like a horrible idea.
Yes. I said, well, let me just say this. So glad I got my ass out of the bed to hear that.
Let's go with a different team. What songs are you going to sing? Let's go down that avenue and see if that works.
The show opens up with Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Oh, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll open a song up. I'll come out. I talk to the packed crowd standing against the wall, I'm sure. And I will...
We hope.
Boogie.
I like that song. I like the Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Are you going to sing any of the songs that you sang on The Masked Singer?
No, I never even heard of those songs when I did The Masked Singer. Hey, why do you think I got kicked off The Masked Singer? What gave me those songs?
You were the singing deer.
Oh, my God. Put me in that hot outfit and eyes sticking up to the ceiling. You couldn't see. You couldn't hold a microphone right out. Oh, please. I don't know. You know, I've yet to figure out why Fox wanted me to do that show, because the only time people recognize you is when you fail. You get kicked off the show.
Right.
Terry Bradshaw. And then you stand there and you hear him say, yeah, well, obviously you met a singer and so on and so forth. And little do they know I'm touring the country singing.
little do they know you're going to tell your life story and put it to songs.
Song.
Right. I got you need to come, Scott, because I got you are a doubter. When you come to this show, I'm going to tell you, you will leave. My wife is sitting right here. She'll tell you. Will he leave going crazy? I'm like, God, what a show.
Are you going to show him that the stomach where you had all the whatever that thing was you're on TV?
The stomach.
Remember you had that, what the heck was it you had all over your body?
Shingles.
Yeah, you're going to show them your shingles?
Yeah, that's great, Scott.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
I'm just wondering, Terry. Now, one more thing.
God. No. Yeah.
You made a lot of money on that, didn't you?
Shingles?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't make a lot of money. You ever heard of doing things because you just believe in them?
No.
I'm not like you, Scott. I'm not about money. I'm about serving America and helping people be happy.
Right.
Oh, my God. You know, I noticed the other night you guys were doing a football game, and it was pretty cold out. And all your buddies had on beautiful, nice coats, you know.
Right.
Like $2,000. Right. And you just had you had your sport jacket on. You got.
Right.
And it must have been cold.
It was to them. It wasn't to me. I'm hot naked. So it takes a lot for me to get cold. And that wasn't the night of it.
Those guys
are. You know, they're, I can't use this word on the radio.
No, don't do that to me.
But they can't handle the elements like I can. So that's
the Terry Bradshaw Show, Borgata Hotel Casino in Atlantic City, Friday night. And they're actually charging for the tickets, right?
I don't like this guy, honey.
I'll be watching you on Sunday for Fox NFL. I watch every week. Yeah. You're the best.
Yeah. Are you coming to the show?
You couldn't pay me enough to sit there and listen.
Come on. That's going to be amazing.
I'm kidding you. It's going to be great.
Honey, he said, but I couldn't pay him enough for him to come to the show. Man, who set this interview up?
Terry, I'll see you soon. Come on by.
I'm supposed to be getting praised here.
Come on by and see you soon, will you?
I will.
See you, Terry. We love you, buddy. He knows I was kidding.
I don't know.
Oh, he does. Look at Louis. Louis says he'll never come on again.
Way to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.